Hi, thank you for tuning into this short story episode of the Digital Nomad Stories podcast. Over the past months, I've interviewed a lot of digital nomads and I've learned so much from all of them. I wanted to highlight some of the key insights I got from all the interviews released so far. So I decided to release a 10 to 15 minute short story episode every Thursday, in addition to the full interviews that go live every Monday. When Matthew Turner came on the podcast previously for his interview, I wasn't quite sure what to expect because he is not a digital nomad, but he does live a life filled with freedom, travel. So I did invite him on a podcast. He is a writer. He is the author of Beyond the Pale, a really, really interesting book that I also read after the interview and I am obsessed. And the cool news is, I have arranged a little giveaway with Matthew. I can give away 5 hard copy books of Beyond the Pale. So if you like this part of the interview with Matthew that I'm letting you hear today, then send an email to anne@digitalnomadstories.co or go to the website digitalnomadstories.co and leave a voicemail there. What to put in this email or voicemail? I would love to hear what your favorite episode of the podcast is and why. If you do that, then you get a chance to win one of these 5 copies. Do this before July 1st, please. That is a day that I will see who the winners are and I will send all of that info to Matthew, who will then send you a copy of the book. Super, super exciting. I'm super grateful to Matthew for doing this giveaway with us. So yeah, about this part of the interview, the book that Matthew wrote, Beyond the Pale, is a lot about hustle culture and especially how to get away from that. This part of the interview is my favorite part because I personally really struggle to get away from that hustle culture that society puts on us and we put on ourselves, especially. This part of the interview was just so insightful and it just gives you so many tools to deal with this, but it's also very realistic. Like, hustle culture is just there. It's not necessarily bad if you treat it in a healthy way. So have fun listening to this part of the interview I had with Matthew Turner, and don't forget to send that email or voice message on the website. I also have all of this written down in the show notes, so you can also go to the show notes below and see what the requirements are for the giveaway. I want to know all about escaping from the hustle because I find, like, in my own experience, it's not that easy. Like, I thought I escaped and then took the hustle with me, apparently. Leaving a job and going off to travel the world is not necessarily escaping the hustle. That was the experience that I had. So I'm super interested in how you see escaping the hustle and why it's important.
Yeah, I love the fact that I'm here and that your audience are nomads, the digital nomads, because if there's one type of person that you probably associate isn't stuck in the hustle, like, it's you. You know, you get to travel the world. You're not locked in by a mortgage or a place. You can spend a few months here, a few months there. You can really become like that typical lifestyle entrepreneur where you get to live life on your terms. But as you say, it's not as simple as that. And I think the big reason is because a lot of people, when they hear hustle, they associate it with like 70, 80, 90 hour work weeks. They picture Gary Vee and his non-stop hustle, hustle, hustle lifestyle. They associate it with burning the midnight oil and wearing that as a badge of honor. And that is a type of a hustle. That's a very toxic part of it. But the hustle is much more nuanced than that. And it's got it in its grasp. And it's because we're connected. I mean, the one thing I imagine all your listeners have in common is that they work from their laptop. You know, they're able to take it to a coffee shop, put it in a backpack, go from one country to another. Maybe they work off a tablet a lot. Maybe they work off a phone a lot. These things these days right now, like my phone's right here, you know, it's within reach. We're connected all the time. Connected all the time. We can just swipe up and check our email. We can grab a phone call with someone, whether it's at 6 o'clock in the evening, 8 o'clock, midnight. More than that, we're just connected via social media. And again, if there's one thing that the majority of your listeners, I imagine, have in common, is that they have built their business and indeed their life around the online world. Whether it's they're actually writing social media content, whether they're content creators, whether they have to research online, like it's a part of your world. So it's really easy to just find yourself scrolling through that feed for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. And what happens when you do that is you're comparing yourself to someone else. You see someone who seems happier than you. You see someone who has a better car than you. You see someone who's living a more free lifestyle than you. They seem to have more than you. Maybe they seem like Ferdinand on the outside looking in. They have it all. And all you know is what's going on inside. And you have these insecurities. You have these self-doubts. You have these fears, these limited beliefs. So you feel like you're broken and they're not, which leads you to do more of what they do. So you work a little bit longer because that's kind of what we're taught to do growing up. If you want to have a good job, if you want to have a good life, just study harder, just work harder, you know, climb the ladder. So our default setting is if once we feel those doubts, rather than take the time to reflect properly and ask ourselves what's really going on, we're like, I'm just going to work harder. I'm going to do what that person's doing because it's working for them. So I'm going to start a TikTok, or I'm going to create an online course because everyone I'm following seems to be creating an online course. I'm going to write a book because everyone seems to have a book. I'm going to do a 5-day challenge, or I'm going to do this. Or I'll try and be this kind of person to this kind of client, and then this kind of person to this other kind of client. And before you know it, the weeks and the months have bled together. And without even knowing, even though on the outside looking in, people will look at you and be like, wow, they're a nomad. They get to work by the side of a pool. They're so free. They must be so happy. You're no different because you get to exist with you. You get access to all those internal monologues, which are intense and chaotic, to say the least. But someone else is like, you've got the lifestyle, you know, you live in it.
This is literally me. I was in Bali at the start of the pandemic. We lived there for 5 months and I literally work every day by the pool. I mean, we had a pool in the backyard and I was just sitting next to it, but I was working 10 or 12 hours per day, every day in Bali. So, I mean, everyone was like, oh, it's awesome. Like you're on a vacation and like, oh, and enjoy. And I was like, I'm just looking at a computer screen here all day. Yeah. Like I might as well be home.
Even if you get it down to your workload to like 4 hours, chances are you're still scrolling through social media comparing yourself to someone else. Chances are you're still going to various events, networking events or whatever else, not because you want to go to that event, but because you feel like you have to, because that's what other people are doing. Rather than saying yes on your terms, you're saying yes to the person you think you need to be. So you wear all these different masks. You know, you wear this mask when you're around one set of people and this mask when you're around another set. So you might not be working per se, literally sat at your laptop doing your client work, but you're saying yes more often than you need to out of fear of saying no, out of fear of missing out. Quite often it's the case. That right there is a hustle. We're always connected. We always have the ability to easily say yes. We always have the ability to start something new, to try something new, to experiment, because the barriers are so low these days. We always have the ability to peek into another person's life, their edited life. You're a perfect example. People looking at what you share online, the pictures you're sharing around the pool, they're like, Anne's got it all figured out. You're, meanwhile, comparing yourself to someone sat around a different pool who seems happier than you, and so on, and so on, and so on. And the point of writing the Beyond the Pale, right, was that Ferdinand is seemingly at the top of the pyramid. He is on the fast track of becoming a billionaire. He's the kind of person that we all know and aspire towards on some level, especially when you become an entrepreneur, you start working for yourself, because They've got all the money. They've got the team. They have it all, quite literally. They have the followers. If he wanted to, he could just start a new t-shirt company tomorrow. And he's got enough followers on Instagram that that will become probably a six-figure business within a week. You know, he is like the alpha predator at the top of the pyramid. Yet he is still as fragile and as broken as everyone else. He still has those same doubts, those same insecurities. He's still on that journey of finding himself, even though he's at the top of the pyramid. And that's why I wrote Third Man as this out of the ballpark kind of success figure, because we associate like real success with those people. And it's like, once you get to that level, you've figured it out. And the point is, not necessarily. There are people at the top still with the same worries, same with the same fragilities as you, whether you're in the middle of a pyramid or in the very bottom. We're all human. We're all driven by emotions and feelings and worries. We all have that in common. And the hustle is a very big part of today's world. There's great parts of it. It enables you and your listeners to work from a laptop around the world. It's lowered the barriers so we can all work for ourselves. We don't need to be stuck in an office. It's amazing. But there's a dark side to that. And that's what I hope this book does. It awakens people and goes, okay, what's my relationship with the hustle? Where am I in that? And am I happy with that? And if not, then you need to go on your own personal journey where you start asking the right questions so you can figure the correct answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you never know what's going on behind the scenes.
You never do, no.
Do I understand it then correctly also that maybe it's not necessarily about getting away from the hustle completely, but more about putting boundaries in place? Because how you describe it, like, the hustle will be always there. Like, we will all be always connected. And isn't it more about putting the right boundaries in place so that you can also live the life that you want while using all the benefits from this hustle culture that we have?
Absolutely. It's a little bit like fear. You know, fear is always going to be a part of you. You can't just rid fear. It's an emotion. It's an actual thing. Like, fear is part of life. We all feel it. You can use, like, fear is not always a bad thing. You can use fear as a form of motivation. It keeps you humble. It keeps your work ethic there. It keeps you on the right track and driven. So there's parts of fear which can be used for the right things. It leads to a lot of opportunity. Without fear, I don't think anyone would, you know, push themselves to be an entrepreneur, for instance, because, you know, fear of like missing out, fear of being stuck where you are, fear of not making progress drives you to, you know, achieve more and to fulfill your potential. But fear is also a very dangerous thing. You can start to run down that rabbit hole of fear and start like linking yourself to the worst case scenario. And that's no way to live life. You're just going to be anxious. You're going to, you know, really wreck your mental health. You're not going to be able to do anything. You're not going to take any risk because fear has just consumed you. So it's about learning how to deal with fear on your terms. It's like you say, it's setting boundaries so you can proactively deal with it and also reactively deal with it. And it's exactly the same with a hustle. It is a part of our life. It always has been. It's just more prevalent today because of everything I've just said, you know, like the internet and social media and all these things. They bring greatness. They also bring darkness. So it's about setting those boundaries so you can be more conscious and in charge of your place in the hustle. So as you say, you can use its benefits to your benefit, but stop yourself from being consumed by it by setting those boundaries proactively and reactively.
And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it very, very much. I would appreciate it even more if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts for me. That way, more people can find this podcast, more people can hear the inspiring stories that we're sharing, and the more people we can impact for the better. So thank you so much if you are going to leave a review. I really appreciate you, and I will see you in the next episode.